The life and death of a new Westminster resident who was killed in her home in 2012 is the subject of new true crime podcast. The Canadian True Crime Podcast has just released an episode about the killing of January Marie Lepouze. The transgender woman, who was a sex worker, died after being attacked in her home on September 29, 2012 by a client, following a dispute over money. But was there more to it than that? That question is at the heart of the podcast as host Christy Lee delves into Lepouze's life and her death at age 26 at the hands of then 20-year-old Charles Jamieson, Jamie, Neil, an East Vancouver resident. Neil pleaded guilty to manslaughter and received an 8-year sentence in 2014. Podcast focuses on unanswered questions about attack. Lepouze and Neil had agreed to meet for a sexual encounter, but they hadn't agreed on a price in advance. Court documents say Neil knew in advance that Lepouze was transgender and that the violent argument that ended in her death didn't stem from that fact. The podcast asks further questions about that assertion, noting there was only Neil's word for what happened in Lepouze's home that night. The podcast points out it would be extremely unusual for a sex worker to threaten a client with a weapon over a price when she could have simply told him to leave. At a sentencing hearing held in October 2014, the court heard that Lepouze, who was 5'11", was significantly larger than Neil and that Neil was defending himself. The court found Neil did not intend to cause Lepouze's death, despite the fact that he overreacted in an explosive and extremely violent manner, as court documents note. The podcast points to the extreme violence of Neil's attack on Lepouze. She was stabbed 18 times in a bloody attack that only ended when a neighbor and the neighbor's friend came to investigate the noise. The podcast also notes, as did the court, that Neil fled the scene that night and left the Lower Mainland, fleeing first to Calgary and then to Thailand, where his father was working. How being trans made Lepouze more vulnerable? The Canadian True Crime Podcast reminds listeners of the extra vulnerability of trans people, noting those who are transgender are at a much higher risk of suffering physical or sexual assault in their lives. It reminds the listener how Lepouze turned to sex work for survival after being marginalized and alienated, and it points out that, even after her death, she was misgendered in a press release issued by police that called her by her birth name, despite the fact her name had been legally changed to January Marie. It's clear to see why January's community believed hate was more of a factor in her death than self-defense, the podcast notes. How generational trauma from residential schools played a role. Even with its obvious empathy for January, the podcast looks at Neil's own troubled life with an even hand, revealing some of the information provided in a GLADU report, a type of pre-sentencing report that can be provided for Indigenous offenders. Neil's mother, who had attended residential schools, abandoned the family when Neil was just 18 months old, a fact his father said had been a significant trauma from which Neil never fully recovered. As a child, Neil faced developmental delays and struggled behaviorally, socially and academically in school. His troubles continued into high school and adult education, and he didn't have a significant employment history in his short adult life. January's smile was like sunlight up in the sky. Whatever Neil's motivations in the attack, the podcast notes, the effect of Lepouze's death was profound. Her community mourned the loss of a leader. She was the first trans person to hold an executive position in Share Vancouver, an organization for LGBTQ+ South Asians. Her friend Alex Sanga of Share Vancouver described her as a bright light and shining star. And her mother, Betty Lepouze, was left heartbroken. Her smile is like sunlight up in the sky, Betty is quoted as saying. She was everything I had. The podcast also pays tribute to some of the work done in Lepouze's honor, including the award-winning short documentary My Name Was January, and the January Marie Lepouze Youth Leadership Award that Share Vancouver now presents every year. You can find the podcast at Canadian True Crime, episode 134. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julie McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.